Happy Friday. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. We've come to the final part of the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus teaches us to pray in Matthew 6:13, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now, that first part may come as a shock. Would God really lead us into temptation? We think of temptation only negatively. But this Greek word also carries the sense of refining or testing. The same word is used in James 1:12 for the man who remains steadfast under tests, and he will receive the crown of life. When we pray that God not lead us into temptation, we're praying first that God will keep us from those tests we'll fail, and second, that when he does lead us into tests, he will then support and deliver us. And speaking of deliverance, we then pray, God deliver us from evil. I want to note this could and perhaps should be translated, deliver us from the evil one, referring to the devil. Jesus likely has the devil in mind, being he just battled Satan in the wilderness before giving this Sermon on the Mount, in which he teaches us the Lord's Prayer. So also how Luther, other reformers, and many ancients translated this. So I consider it imperative to keep Satan in mind when we pray this, because the nearer you draw to Christ, the more fierce the attacks of the devil will be on you. I hope you believe that. Christian writer C.S. Lewis spoke about the two opposite errors we tend towards regarding the devil and his demons. Either we make too much of them, or we live as though they don't exist. And our day is more prone to the second error. Despite all the devils and evil spirits we'll see in the Halloween decorations, which actually reveals our fascination, many today ignore or even mock supernaturalism as anti-intellectual and superstitious. Consider when horrible evils happen, you know, mass shootings and violence that just leaves us scratching our heads. Reporters and experts have a never-ending list of the contributing causes. But nowhere will you find the devil making our nightly newscast. This tells us that CNN, Fox, ABC, name your news source, they don't have a clue what's really going on. They can sound so enlightened with all their science, research, and statistics, but they are clueless that mankind is a battlefield where a cosmic supernatural battle is being waged. Tony Merida says, well, we think we're so advanced, yet the streets still run with blood. Humans are being oppressed, treated like animals. Families are breaking down everywhere, and so on. We are in a broken world that is influenced by the God of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The Bible will not allow for a simplistic answer to the problems of this world. And the Bible tells us the devil is a powerful enemy we cannot ignore. Never puff out your chest and think, the devil can't fool me. That's exactly what the devil hopes you'll think. Without God's help, he will destroy you as he has done to millions before you. Charles Spurgeon once said, "The devil can make men believe that it is to their own advantage to do that which is causing their everlasting, lasting ruin. He can make men carry coals of fire in their bosoms and dream they shall not be burned. He can make them dance upon the very brink of hell as though they were on the verge of heaven." My friends, that is our enemy. And he has a playbook specially tailored for each one of us. Paul writes in Ephesians 6:12, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood." And this word wrestle indicates that this is an intimate conflict. Do you ever feel exhausted by temptation? Do you find your emotions have really big muscles at times? Do you find normal situations suddenly become fierce battles for no apparent reason? And you're left absolutely exhausted? Worn out, like it's a struggle? You ever just find that life seems like darkness? We've all been there, bloodied, battered, bruised, and not physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally. My dear friend, this is the intimate conflict, the enemy seeking to take you down. This is why we pray to our Heavenly Father to deliver us from the evil one. And when we ask in faith, we will wonderfully discover both that he has and he will. Yes, the Father sent his Son Jesus to defeat this enemy we never could. Of course, the battle is not over. And why not? You ever wonder that? Jesus won the victory at the cross, and he could have simply dispatched of Satan and his entire demonic horde with the flick of his pinky finger. All gone, just like that. But instead, he has chosen to take weak people, like you and me, who would not stand a chance on our own, and he fills us with his Holy Spirit so that we can march out as the most powerful people on the planet and go to war with all his enemies and bring in his kingdom. And why did he do this? Why do we get to join in the mission of crushing Satan's head? Well, somehow Jesus gets more glory when you share in the joy of his victory. I hope you think about that this weekend. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.